In your Bibles for our second reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright, for Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. The sons, I say, of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, and Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Be'erah his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away captive. He was prince of the Reubenites. And his brethren, by their families, when the genealogy of their generation was reckoned, were the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, even unto Nebo and Baal-Meon. And eastward he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their land, and they dwelt in their tents, throughout all the east land of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt over against them, and in the land of Bashan unto Salcah, Joel the chief, and Shaphan the next, and Jaanai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers were Michael and Meshullam and Sheba and Jorai and Jachan and Zia and Heber, seven. These are the children of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jaroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jehishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan and her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, were 44,703 that went out to the war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jeter and Nephish and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them, for they cried unto God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, and of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of asses 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many slain, because the war was of God. And they dwelt in their steads until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. They increased from Bashan unto Baal Hermon, and Senir unto Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the house of their fathers, even Epher and Ishi and Eliel and Azrael and Jeremiah and Hodaviah and Jahdiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the house of their fathers. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria. And he carried them away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Halah and Habor and Harah and to the river Gozan unto this day. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So there are, I think, a couple of very important points to be made out of this chapter. The first point is that Reuben lost his birthright because of his sin against his father's bed. Children, you know, it's very interesting, isn't it, when we think about inheritances and birthright in the Bible and how large a part it plays. We want you to remember that because in our day and in our society, it doesn't play as big a part as it played in the days of Scripture. And so we don't want to minimize things like losing a birthright. That's a very difficult thing in Scripture. As your father's oldest son, you are to carry forth the creation mandate into the world by inheriting things from your father. What do you inherit from your father? You inherit not only his wealth, his lands, his earthly goods, but you also inherit his know-how, his savvy, his understanding of things. Normally in Scripture, what happened was a young man, especially the firstborn son, carried on in his father's craft and was to advance that beyond what his father did. He was to advance it in such a way that he might do more than his father did. He might advance his father's estate in this world. This is a part of what it is to bring the world to heel, as it were, for the glory of God. Losing that then in Scripture is a tragic thing. But Reuben, through his sin, lost his birthright. May I say, children of the church, you have been baptized into Jesus Christ when your parents brought you to the baptismal font. At very least, that is an outward joining to the people of God who belong to Christ, at very least. But that is a birthright that can be lost through sin, beloved. So you must not lose your birthright through apostasy and sin. Children, your fathers and your mothers pledged to bring you up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So may the Lord open your hearts, and may you do everything to open your hearts that you are able to do to receive that nurture and admonition, that you do not end up like Reuben, who through his sin lost his birthright. So then we would think that the birthright would devolve then upon Joseph and his sons. That's what Jacob wanted for sure. Joseph and his sons. But it didn't, because God is sovereign in that. And so notice how the author puts it here. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the prince. Well, the prince is not yet born, yet it is spoken of as a fait accompli, because it's David and David's greater son. That God's faithfulness to Judah is shown in the birth of David and Solomon then means that Messiah will truly be born. And why did Judah prevail above his brethren? Because other than his brethren, or different from his brethren, when he was confronted with his sin, Judah was penitent. Judah was repentant in the situation with Tamar. Simeon, Levi, the children of Manasseh, they were not. The children of Joseph, although Jacob wanted them to be the inheritors, notice the genealogy is reckoned through Judah. Although Joseph had the birthright. Joseph having the birthright did not mean he actually had it. That's where it should have gone, but it was given to Judah instead. Okay, so that's what that first part means there. So now we go through a list of names with regard to Reuben, and we find we are talking here about the Transjordanic tribes here on the other side of Jordan, right? Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And what we find is that they came to Moses and they said, that land that we just passed through when we came into the promised land, that's good for cattle, and you know, we're cattlemen. Can we stay there? And Moses said, well, why would you discourage the hearts of your brethren? by staying there. Oh, no, no, no. We will come armed to the war, and we won't go home until the land is settled. You remember all of that. But notice that even after they went back, after the land was settled, that the Lord brought the Hagarites upon them, and they had to join together in battle and drive out the Hagarites. And how did they drive out the Hagarites, the sons of Ishmael? How did they do that? They drove out the Hagarites because they called upon God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, and their cattle fell and their men fell because, quote, the battle was of God. And so while those transjordanic tribes came and fought, they had to fight again for their own land, and the Lord was with them in that. And what do we learn from that? That the inheritance that the Lord has given us, that he will preserve it for us, that was their inheritance. Although they lost the birthright, they didn't lose their inheritance, beloved. And so now we move on to the last point. How did they lose their inheritance? They lost their inheritance when they sinned and went a-whoring after other gods. And it was then that the Lord stirred up the spirit of, you know, if you want to call him Tiglath-Pilneser, that's okay. But here it's Tilgath-Pilneser. It's spelled a little bit differently here than it is in Kings. The Lord stirred up Pul and Tilgath-Pilneser, the king of Assyria, to come in a couple of different battles, finally, to bring the fall of Samaria as well as Transjordania, and they were all carried away captive. Why? Because they did not call upon the name of the Lord. So as Reuben lost his birthright once, he lost his inheritance the second time by not calling upon the Lord. So we want to take warning then from the life of Reuben. With that then, let's stand and continue praising God in the